They play a critical role in the circle of life. They gobble up decaying trees, line up to fight off attackers, and some give birth once every 15 seconds. We're talking about termites. And if you thought they were just insects to avoid at all costs, there's a giant fake one on its way to your area that just might change your mind. Joshua Lebs reports.
This is the sound of termites gobbling up wood, amplified 10,000 times. You're hearing soldier termites bang up against wood, use their mandibles to snatch pieces of it, and chomp away. It's part of an exhibit housed inside what sponsors are calling the world's largest termite.
It is 20 feet tall and 60 feet long and 69,000 times the size of a real one.
That's Kat McAndrew, spokeswoman for Termidor Termite Control, which makes a product professionals use to keep the critters away from your house. Termidor commissioned this exhibit with the pretty obvious goal of getting people to think about the damage termites can cause. But the idea caught on, and it was booked in more than 20 cities, mostly at children's museums. I met up with McAndrew in the parking lot of one such museum in Atlanta called SciTrek, where this giant yellow and brown inflatable invertebrate dwarfed the cars. McAndrew proudly offered a tour.
It's anatomically accurate. The entomologists at Termidor have spent months basically taking the dimensions of a real termite queen and blowing them up, literally, to the point where you can fit 25 people inside along with all the exhibits.
We walk inside the hideously ugly creature's mouth and into its bulbous area, where we see, at one kiosk, live termites, smaller than a grain of rice, destroying a small cardboard cutout of a house. Next, McAndrew shows me a striking collection of destroyed items from people's homes.
We have a book here that's about 100 years old. You can see it's torn away. Almost, 75% of it is gone. Just here's an old issue of National Geographic that you can actually see the tunnels that they form and how intensely they work to find exactly where they want to go and how thorough in getting as much as they possibly can.
I just realized that's not just a cover, that is an entire magazine that they literally ate their way entire through.
Yeah, it's like a quarter of an inch thick and they went from the cover page to the back.
And to drive the point home, there's this playing right nearby.
You know they're out there. You can't see them. You can't hear them. But you know they're there. Termites.
A Termidor commercial, part of a video loop sending the very not subliminal message about the possible perils of not using Termidor products.
There's a fear factor. It's serious business, though. It is. And, if you feel like you have termites, you don't need to worry that your house is going to fall down tomorrow. Typically, that's not the case.
Still, she says termites do $2.5 billion in damage to homes each year. But along with the effort to draw business, this exhibit is surprisingly interesting. It's filled with fascinating trivia about termites. They don't have eyes, but use pheromones to seek out food. For every human on Earth, there may be 1,000 pounds of termites. And there's material in the exhibit to get you thinking about the nature of life and destiny. For example, every termite is born knowing, instinctively, what its role is.
So if a king or queen of a colony dies, there are some termites that will just automatically become a queen. Like, they'll go from just a regular reproductive one day and then become a queen shortly thereafter when they know that there's a void in the colony for that role.
All this stuff is going on right beneath our feet, literally.
Yes, literally. Every day.
In fact, while her business is all about obliterating termites, McAndrew says she's actually grown to appreciate them.
Oh my gosh, the utmost respect. I have nothing on termites, that's for sure.
The so-called world's largest termite is making tracks all over the country, from New Jersey to Missouri to Texas to California. For Day to Day, I'm Joshua Lebs.
And to see pictures from the exhibition, visit our website at npr.org.